Chapter 18. The unit from Langley flew to Des Moines, where the agents rented two cars and a van, then drove 40 minutes to Bakers, Iowa. They arrived in the quiet, snowbound little town 2 days before the letter. By the time Quince picked it up at the post office, they knew the names of the postmaster, the mayor, the chief of police, and the short order cook at the pancake house next to the hardware store. But no one in Bakers knew them. They watched Quince hurry to the bank after leaving the post office. 30 minutes later, two agents known only as Chap and Wes found the corner of the bank where Mr. Garb Jr. did business, and they presented themselves to his secretary as inspectors from the Federal Reserve. They certainly looked official. Dark suits, black shoes, short hair, long overcoats, clip speech, efficient manners. Quince was locked inside, and at first seemed unwilling to come out. They impressed upon his secretary the urgency of their visit, and after almost 40 minutes the door opened slightly. Mr. Garb looked as though he'd been crying. He was pale, shaken, unhappy with the prospect of entertaining anyone. But he showed them in anyway, too unnerved to ask for identification. He didn't even catch their names. He sat across the massive desk and looked at the twins facing him. "What can we do for you?" he asked, with a very faint smile. "Is the door locked?" Chap asked. "Why, yes, it is." The twins got the impression that most of Mr. Garb's day was spent behind locked doors. "Can anyone hear us?" Wes asked. "No." Quince was even more rattled now. "We're not reserve officials," Chap said. "We lied." Quince wasn't sure if he should be angry or relieved or even more frightened, so he just sat there for a second, mouth open, frozen, waiting to be shot. "It's a long story," Wes said. "You've got 5 minutes. Actually, we have as long as we want. This is my office. Get out." "Not so fast. We know some things." "I'll call security." "No, you won't. We've seen the letter," Chap said. "The one you just got from the post office." "I picked up several, but only one from Ricky." Quince's shoulders sagged, his eyes closed slowly. Then they opened again and looked at the tormentors in total, absolute defeat. "Who are you?" he mumbled. "We're not enemies. You're working for him, aren't you?" "Him? Ricky, or whoever the hell he is." "No," Wes said. "He's our enemy, too. Let's just say that we have a client who's in the same boat you're in, more or less. We've been hired to protect him." Chap pulled a thick envelope from his coat pocket and tossed it on the desk.